I'm Maella Manassian, your host on the Tiny Climate Challenge podcast. This is a podcast for busy people who want to save the planet by completing one simple eco challenge at a time. Let's do this. Please visit tinyclimate.com to access all episodes, show notes, freely subscribe, and contact us. Hi, Tiny Climate World. This is Maella Manassian, your host of Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. I just wanted to give you a quick update on what's been going on in my life. I have not forgotten about this podcast or the challenges that we're all embarking on here. I've been working on many of these challenges along with you, which has been very interesting considering everything that's going on in my life right now. So I just wanted to give you a quick update on that. I just came back from Atlanta a couple weeks ago. I had the pleasure of serving as a mentor with the Climate Reality Project last month. They held their leadership core training in Atlanta. And this is a nonprofit that was founded by former Vice President Al Gore. And they have an incredible mission, which is to catalyze a global solution to our climate crisis by making urgent action a necessity across every level of society. So it's really exciting to be a part of this organization and to be of service as a mentor and of greater benefit to everyone that's at the training. And, you know, it's always inspiring to me. There's 2,000 plus newly minted leaders that get trained at each of these training events. And they're just so inspirational. I mean, I was so fortunate to be selected as a mentor to multiple mentees from Mexico, Latin America, and Brazil. And the work that they're doing and the motivation that they have is just so inspiring. And I always come back refreshed and, you know, with a greater determination and just reminded of what my purpose is. And so I definitely, you know, feeling a lot more passionate about my work and my purpose and being here with all of you. And in addition to serving as a mentor, I received an incredible invitation, and that was to be a speaker at the training with former Vice President Al Gore. So talk about the, you know, incredible opportunity to share my message with not only the folks that were in the room, but, you know, share my climate story with everyone worldwide, because this actually was broadcast on Facebook Live. So biggest speaking engagement of my life, without a doubt, and the most fun I've ever had, actually. And I'll do a whole podcast on this at some point, not just about my speaking engagement with Mr. Gore, but the Climate Reality Project and what that experience is like. And I'd like to invite some leaders on so that you can hear directly from them what this has meant for them and all of the incredible things that they're working on to help promote a tiny climate. So that happened, and that was super exciting. And then I moved to Mexico. And it's just been a whirlwind, you know, one thing right after the next. How I got to Mexico is a really interesting story that was actually inspired by a conversation that I had with the CEO of Climate Reality Project, Mr. Ken Berlin. At the time, I was in San Francisco and attending an affiliate event that was held during the Global Climate Action Summit, and it was my first time ever meeting him. So I wanted to make sure that I shared with him the work that I was most proud of, and that was helping the two cities that I was working for to develop climate action plans that required a commitment to 100% renewable energy. And as many of you well know, the reason why this work is so important is because our federal government has indicated that they are no longer interested in participating in the Paris Climate Agreement, and that if our current president is reelected, he has signaled that he will be withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement on the first possible day, and that is the day after the presidential elections in November of 2020. So because of this, you know, there are a lot of mayors who have declared across America that they're still in and committed to doing what they can to help reduce our carbon footprint. And there are a lot of dedicated, people everywhere who are also still fully dedicated and committed to doing everything possible to addressing our climate crisis. So, you know, of course, I was happy. I was able to share these, you know, great achievements with him. And I guess I just expected, you know, he would give me some kudos. And he very matter-of-factly said, "Good. It's time for you to move to a new city." And, of course, I was taken aback at first, but in retrospect, you know, what I realized from that conversation is that this matter is so urgent. We don't have time to rest on our laurels. And if we've done good work in one community and the work can be replicated elsewhere, which there's plenty of opportunity for to do so, we need to continue on. And so I appreciated that, having that frank conversation. I appreciated meeting him. I appreciated having that frank conversation. And I agree with him. We don't have time to rest on our laurels. This issue is so important. It's so urgent that we need to get a move on. And we need everyone, as my great friend and fellow climate reality mentor likes to say, Jill McIntyre Witt, we need everyone everywhere doing everything at all times. So thanks to Ken Berlin, I'm now here in Mexico continuing with my sustainability work, and really looking forward to finding ways to engage and educate and empower local communities here on issues of climate change and sustainability. So I just wanted to close out with a poem that I wrote, "An Inconvenient Truth." Just across the bay, there is a poem, carefully curated by the two of us. As brave new explorers, we were called forward into this invisible universe, transported to new shorelines with new landscapes that breathe new life forms. We could not ignore the whisper campaign. Look ahead. Look around the corner. Look into your future. Find your questions. Find your answers. Find what you want to say, even if you don't say it. Find your courage. Find your freedom. Find where love lives in a small willow grove of abundance. Our poem is fleeting and it is eternal. It's how we wanted it to be perfect and then it wasn't. It's the way we wanted to attain an unattainable desire to save each other and everyone in the world, past, present, and future, completely caught up in the moment. It was all too convenient. And then came the inconvenient truth. We were standing there in Sausalito because someone else was not. This poem is about climate change, as the title implies, but it's also about how we navigate personal relationships and the power and privilege that we all have. And what I'm hoping to make clear is that we're all here because someone else is not. And I'm not just talking about our ancestral families. I'm talking about people who inhabited the land that we're standing on today. They also deserve our admiration and respect for all they have endured on our behalf. We'll let that close us out for today, but I just want to say thank you for listening. And if you like what you hear and you want to hear more of it, by all means, drop us a line at hello@tinyclimate.com. If you have poems of your own that you'd like to share, I would be delighted to hear from you. Look forward to reconvening Tiny Climate Challenge here in just a few short weeks and bringing you some really inspiring stories from individuals who are doing incredible work throughout the globe. Take care. I'm Mayela Manassian, your host of Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts, or find me at tinyclimate.com. Remember that small changes can lead to big results in ensuring a tiny climate. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams are possible.